Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, we've got a COVID roundup as the virus continues to ramp up across the state and the country. And you have some breaking news this morning as things begin to shut down again.
Yeah, that's right. Deadline, the entertainment publication reports that Regal Cinema was preparing to close its cinemas in New York and California. They had 11 cinemas open in New York, including theaters at Colony Center and Crossgates Mall in Gilderland. But Deadline says all the facilities in New York will close. Audiences have been reluctant to return to the movies during the pandemic, and Deadline says the cinema operator has been hurt by a dearth of new releases. Also, yesterday, all classes at the University of Albany began to go remote. After the university spent the weekend analyzing saliva samples from students, the school found a presumed positivity rate of 3.3%, or 114 students. Those students who are presumed to have been infected are in quarantine, according to the school, and classes are going to be held remote until Thanksgiving. The SUNY system had always planned to do examinations after the Thanksgiving break, and that'll go on as planned. SUNY is tentatively slated to start the spring semester on February 1st. Meanwhile, worries about the spread of coronavirus has prompted St. Peter's Health Partners to return to visitation practices at St. Peter's Hospital in Samaritan that we used during the earliest days of the pandemic. The only visitors allowed at the hospital now are those visiting dying patients, parents or guardians of children undergoing care, the partners of women in labor, and people who are essential for the care of those with special needs, such as those suffering from Alzheimer's disease, a hospital spokesman told us yesterday. The regions of the hospitals are expected to impose similar restrictions. The hospitals have all worked kind of together throughout the pandemic on various policy changes and moves. Finally, the Albany City School District is dealing with a bit of an outbreak. A person who rode buses that held individuals from four Albany schools tested positive for COVID-19. And that's resulted in 46 people being under quarantined and moved to virtual instruction.
Be safe out there. Mike Goodwin joins us on Tuesdays. He's the city editor of the Times Union. For more on this and other stories, head to timesunion.com. Hey, Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Hey, thanks, Dave.